Over the course of the 20th century, armed conflicts over natural resources have exacted a huge human toll. Given current global appetites for raw materials, this trend is unlikely to abate. The following online presentation illustrates the advantages of looking at resource conflicts from a crimes of the powerful perspective. In particular, readers of this case study will closely examine the Bougainville conflict, a civil war which ravaged Papua New Guinea's easternmost province for almost a decade, leaving 10 to 15,000 people dead. While rooted in complex ethnic and class divisions, the war's trigger lay in local opposition to the Panguna Copper and Gold Mine, which was operated by Bougainville Copper Limited. Following a series of protests, the mine was controversially shut down by the Panguna Landowners Association in November 1988. When the Papua New Guinea state responded to this act of defiance with military force, the conflict quickly transformed into a civil war which at one stage threatened the entire political fabric of Papua New Guinea. Scholarly accounts of the Bougainville War have focused on analysing the role played by opponents of the mine. Unfortunately, the corrosive influence of state and corporate crime has been largely discounted or marginalised. Thus, a significant gap continues to impede deeper understandings of the conflict. The following case study will present a range of annotated primary and multimedia materials that help give users an intimate insight into the significant role played by state corporate deviance during the war's all-important originating years. On the basis of these materials, it will be suggested that a variety of the tactics adopted by the Papua New Guinea and Australian state in collaboration with their corporate ally Bougainville Copper Limited were in themselves abhorrent and deserving of censure. However, in addition to this, the evidence will also point to the considerable role these illicit tactics played in cultivating and exacerbating the conflict. While the war is thankfully now over, its history remains deeply contested. Indeed, Bougainville Copper Limited and the Papua New Guinea state remain hopeful that the mine can once again be reopened. Accordingly, they continue to downplay any serious state corporate wrongdoing during the conflict. The evidence presented here offers a range of new materials that can assist audiences evaluate the credibility of these denials.